أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with our discussion yesterday with regards to this verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. If you make known whatever is in your heart, whatever is within yourself, أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ, or you conceal it, يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take an account of it from you. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. We discussed one was when this verse was revealed, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's reaction to this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make muhasaba, Allah ta'ala will take an account of whatever thoughts come into our hearts, and this because of the iman, because of the yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is true, it is going to happen. But the issue was, we do not have control over the thoughts that enter and exit our hearts. That is not within our control. So they submitted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the next two verses were revealed, abrogating this meaning of this verse, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take an account of the thoughts that come into our hearts. Now just on this, Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi, he was a tabi'i after the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was with Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited this verse and he began to cry. So Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi, he goes to his other ustad, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the leader of all the commentators of the Quran Sharif, even in the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and he showed an amazement that why would a person cry on this ayat when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has abrogated this muhasaba and the accountability of the thoughts that will enter the heart? Why would he really cry? So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes through the entire narration once again with Mujahid, that this is what had happened, that the verse was revealed, it was difficult upon Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the following two verses, nullifying and abrogating this command or statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The important aspect of this is that look at Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, knowing that there is an abrogation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take us to task, but that fear of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majesty, the greatness, the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who would be able to stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take a person to task, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions us with regards to our thoughts. On this, ulama have written, there is one very, very important aspect. Ma fi anfusikum, whatever is in the heart is in a very general sense. And one aspect, and probably very, very important in my life and your life, is that we carry out deeds. And when we carry out deeds, it is absolutely important for us to take an account of ourselves as to what motivates us to carry out those deeds. Is it with ikhlas, with sincerity, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it motivated by any personal motives? Is it motivated for riya, to show ostentation, to show others, to gain status in a community, to gain rank? All of that, if of course minus the ikhlas, minus the sincerity, then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes muhasaba, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an account of our deeds, what will be left with regards to our actions, and what will be our situation on the day of qiyamah? So that one aspect has not been minused out of this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, whatever is in the heart will be brought to the fore, it will be brought forth. The action is there, but what is in the heart, what motivated that action, that obviously is not abrogated, and that stands. We find in the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many, many ahadith, and the gist of all these ahadith is this, that person that makes a ham, that person that makes an intention to carry out a good deed, there is a mere intention, but there is a very strong, resolute intention, there is a determination in the heart to carry out a deed, and that person does not carry out that deed, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person one reward. There is no deed, there is just that intention. That is why very famous amongst our ulama is a saying that niyatul muslim khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is sometimes better than the action. The action sometimes can be contaminated, but this resolution, the determination we make, that will remain, and for that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward a person. Then second stage is this, that the person made the intention for the sake of Allah, there is ikhlas, there is sincerity, there is purity of that intention, and then he carries out that deed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that for that person will be 10 and then up to 700. And then in other hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply however many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. So that is for the good deed. Just the intention, no action, but there was a determination, there was a resolution. For that Allah ta'ala will grant one reward. And then the action that follows thereafter with the desired ikhlas and sincerity from 10 to 700 to however many more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Coming to an ill deed. A person makes an intention for an ill deed, and there was a resolution also. That person was resolute, he is going to carry out that deed. There is an intention there, but he does not carry out that deed. For that intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not chastise or punish or take that person to task. Number two, the person carries out the ill deed. Again, look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmah upon this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sin will be written. For the good deed, 10 to 700 and multiplied however many times Allah ta'ala desires. But for an ill deed, for one sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take hisab of that one sin. There will be no multiplication of it. However, a person makes an intention of an ill deed, a bad deed, the intention is there, he is resolute. Between him and the deed, there is nothing that is stopping him. But he does not carry that out because of his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just has that fear, that khawf of Allah, and that khawf of Allah ta'ala stops the person from that deed. Not carrying out that deed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward that person one reward. Now here again, we find that this is the great rahmah and mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is why ulama have written, always have good intentions. Whatever we do, have good intentions. Just one or two examples very quickly. Somebody hurt us, somebody has spoken ill about us. Normally and naturally, insan is this, that we have an intention to retaliate. We have an intention to retaliate in such a way that we will hurt and harm that person. Make a good niyat at that time. The niyat at least of forgiving that person, and be resolute in that niyat. And those, inshallah, will cause us to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will cause us to a better akhirat and a better accountability in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lastly, we find that here the ulama have stated that there are two types of thoughts generally that enter the heart. One is a very involuntary thought. That thought comes, the heart is like that highway, that cars will move up and down, vehicles go up and down, those thoughts will come in and those thoughts will leave. Those thoughts involuntary, those are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a thought that comes sometimes involuntary or voluntarily a person brings the thought upon him and he begins to harness that thought. He begins to entertain that thought. It is a bad thought. And then he begins to build upon that thought. And now that thought becomes so strong in the heart and a person takes enjoyment from that. That is a very detrimental thing for an individual and the probability there will be that when there is no barrier between the person and the deed that he is thinking about. And he would have committed it if there was no barrier. Then for that, there will be muhasabah. But then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one hadith states very, very beautifully, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes muhasabah of a believer, a person who generally obeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, that muhasabah will be taken. And it will be taken of the deeds, it will be taken of the speech and the probability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also make muhasabah. Allah will remind him about the thoughts that were in his heart. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the individual that in the world I concealed all of this. I concealed your ill deeds. I concealed all your wrongs, all your misgivings, all those ill thoughts. I had concealed it here in this were in the hereafter. Now I have forgiven you completely and you may go. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will forgive whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will punish whomsoever Allah Ta'ala desires. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. And Allah Ta'ala has power over all things. Who is there thereafter to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the muhasabah may be by way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reminder to an individual on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive. With regards to a munafiq, with regards to those who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that nifaq that was in their hearts, the takdhib, the disbelief, the refutation of the ni'mats of Allah, the verses of Allah that lingered in the hearts of an individual, for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them to task. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.